A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Tuesday afternoon, it's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 82 degrees, KSL's top story. Developing news here on KSL News Radio, Congressman Chris Stewart is going to resign his seat in the U.S. House. He's going to come home to Utah. That word from a source who spoke directly with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz, who's joining us live. Lindsay.
Yeah, Jeff, that high-ranking Republican official close to Stewart tells me an announcement is imminent. They could not confirm the reason for his pending departure, but reports have indicated it's due to Stewart's wife's health. Now, once Stewart does resign, his seat gets filled by a special election. And when that happens, it all depends on when Stewart's seat is technically vacant. Now, the governor is the one who sets the schedule. He has 7 days from the vacancy to announce it. And if it's not the same days as this year's municipal elections, then there'd need to be a special legislative session to set the dates and money appropriated to that. This year's primary happens on August 15th, and the general election is November 17th. No word yet. Obviously, this hasn't happened yet, so we're continuing to follow this. Reporting live, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Again, Congressman Chris Stewart is going to resign his seat in the U.S. House and come home. We do not know when, as of yet. Thank you, Lindsay. KSL News Time 301. Our top national story this hour, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is spending the day threading a needle. Ahead of a vote, he's trying to build Republican support for a debt ceiling deal. Some conservatives in Congress are a hard no.
The Conservative Freedom Caucus and other Republicans say the debt ceiling deal does not fix the problem. Representative Scott Perry leads that group.
The greatest threat to America is our debt, and now is the time to act.
But the same Congressman Perry voted for the Trump tax cuts, which economists estimate added more than $1 trillion to the deficit. And he and conservative Republicans also say no to repealing those cuts. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
One part of the debt ceiling deal would force some older Americans to work in order to receive food assistance. Muir's Presses with the Utah Department of Workforce Services tells David Dejanovic the current age limit is 49.
The age limit is that would actually be changing to include folks who are through age 54. So the requirement would actually change from age 18 to age 54.
Under the deal, a lot of able-bodied older adults would have to work at least 80 hours a month in order to get SNAP benefits. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is battling dementia. That announcement came from the Carter family this morning. They say Rosalynn continues to live happily at home with her husband in Plains, Georgia. ABC's Steve Asensami points out Rosalynn Carter was an early voice for mental health awareness.
She has been a leading mental health advocate for much of her life, starting in the Carter White House. She's tried very hard to start the conversation about, and she was one of the, long before we were openly talking about mental health in the way that we do today, she was leading the charge to treat mental health and to talk about mental health as if we would talk about any other human illness.
President Carter's grandson says that Jimmy Carter seemed to be in his final days, but the 98-year-old former president has bounced back. Today is Elizabeth Holmes' first day as a federal prisoner. The disgraced Theranos founder will spend the next 11 years at a prison camp in Texas. She was convicted of perpetrating a massive hoax about her company's bogus blood testing machine. When she gets out, her 2-year-old son will be 13. You remember what the lakes and reservoirs looked like the end of last summer? Well, what a difference a winter makes.
The drought left nearly a 14-inch water deficit going into this past winter, but KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says the record-shattering snowfall paid that back in full, even more in some places.
This has been an incredible turnaround. I mean, honest to goodness, you could not have scripted a more dramatic flip.
Kevin says almost all the state is now out of drought stage completely, but despite that, he says we need to take water conservation seriously to avoid getting back into the situation we were in just last year.
We have to change our mentality in Utah to be a water-conserving state, a water-wise state, and good stewards of the resource.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Be careful letting your pets play in the grass. A common weed could pose a threat to their health. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Foxtails have clustered and bristled seeds on the end, pointed seeds with backwards pointing barbs. The fuzzy looking plants pose a large threat to cats and dogs. They can get stuck on fur and lodge themselves into the skin, creating infection and discomfort. The seeds are just the right size to get stuck in paws, ears, and even noses.
If a seed can be easily brushed off or pulled off your pet, it's fine to remove it. But if it's in a sensitive area, it's recommended you should take your pet to the vet. Splash Mountain is no more. The iconic Disneyland ride closed today for good. Its connection to the movie Song of the South had racial overtones. So it's being replaced by Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which is inspired by The Princess and the Frog. KSL News Time 3:05. First look traffic. Ricky, do we have a rush hour?
Not too much. I mean, we are starting to see an uptick in traffic already. Downtown drivers, we have the cleanup of a crash at 4th East and 1700 South. But our latest one is at 3rd North and 7th West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I have a new workout for you. Stay here. My minute's next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.